Hey, this is George.
And this is Sarah.
And we are
Talking Messy,
where tough love meets compassionate honesty.
We may be 0% politically correct, but we're 100% emotionally intentional. So here's what.
We often talk about shit shows.
Yeah. Because they're fun to talk about.
Right.
And train wrecks and dumpster fires.
Train wrecks, dumpster fires, like, you know, emotional Harry Carey, like all the things that can go wrong, like, and it, you know, it makes me feel like my heart is a little pinata sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to take a really cheesy lesson and apply it to weird romance.
Weird romance.
that is... If you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything. How about if you have something nice to say?
Say it. Open your damn mouth.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like, show a little appreciation.
Yes.
We have this debate about, like, the cute thing. Because you're like, you see when somebody says you're cute, that, like, you don't like it.
No. Not a fan.
Because you see it as a simply external, like, the way you look.
I do. And I know that you don't necessarily see it that
God,
way.
Oh, God, no. It's like a whole state of being for me.
Right.
It's the jumping around and singing the Spider-Man song and, and like, talking about my underpants.
Get some
and,
mentality.
You know, running around with, like, spray cheese and... when did I make a spray cheese and bologna sandwich one day? It was awesome. I admitted that. They had potato chips on it too, of course, duh, and pickles. but like these little like quirky things that I do, that it's like, it's almost a way of saying that I'm endearing.
Yeah.
Is that I'm cute. So it's the total package for me. So I love when people are like, you're so cute. And I'm like, thank you very much. I feel like an internet animal. Yay, an internet kitten. Yay.
You are so cute.
The internet is for cats.
And you brought me socks today.
I know. I brought
and
you
I'm
socks.
So happy about that. And so I appreciate you.
Yay. Like, that's one of the things that I do is like, I like to tell people, hey, I like you. And they just, they're really stunned a lot of times. But also in your everyday relationship, especially if you live with your partners, people, whatever, your posse uno plus how many, then you take things for granted. You think they should know that they like you.
Right.
In my house, we don't say I love you that often with me and White Nerd.
Right.
We say... I like you.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we say, it's okay, I still like you.
Right.
I still like you even now.
Right.
You know, and I'm like, and it made me think of this because we had an anniversary this week of years. And then, like, the other guy I'm seeing, it's his, you know, he's more of an I love you person, I'll say it. But, you know, we've been seeing each other for months. And, like, we have different ways of showing appreciation for each other. Neither one of them likes to say certain things.
Sure.
So, when it's said, it's kind of extra special.
Right. And see, I'm a big fan of saying, like, I adore you. Aww. I think that's, like, that's my thing. That's my I love you. It's like, I adore you.
See, I'm getting all moony-eyed at you right now.
I know. This is kind of, like, definitely, like, my girly thing.
Like, it's okay to be a little, like, fuzzy and warm.
Yeah. I'm a little gushy sometimes. Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, like, for instance, I won't say who does what out of either who I'm seeing now or things that other people have done.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody's coming to see you and they ask, do you need me to pick up anything?
Yes.
Because that's, like, not just saying something, but that's showing, like, consideration. And it's also, and they're willing to do an act, because I'm very big on, like, little favors and stuff.
Right. We've already established acts of service.
Yeah.
Big deal.
So anytime it's done, I'm like, oh, yay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's a nice warning, like, they're on their way, like, stuff all your dirty underpants somewhere.
Right.
you know.
Yeah, I am not a big fan of the just, like...
Popping by.
Popping by, yeah. I'm like, I'm in the neighborhood. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
You know, I like you if you can just pop by.
Yeah.
Because then you can see my house in a shit-nado.
Right.
Having somebody who likes to make coffee for me and bring it to me in the morning and knows exactly how I like it. That is something I never want to take for granted because I'm like, I can get my own coffee. And if they're like, but I like to bring you coffee, I'm like, oh.
Right?
Okay.
Yes. Bring me coffee anytime. Of course, I live alone, so there is no one to bring me coffee. Yeah. But
I like sweeping somebody's kitchen.
See, I no.
Floors, I will sweep your
floors
kitchen.
Floors are not my thing.
Oh, I don't want to mop or anything, but I like sweeping your kitchen. I like sweeping people's kitchen, especially, or I'll sweep their bathroom if they have cats and there's cat litter and stuff.
Right.
Like, these are little teeny tiny things that we could do, like, that it doesn't even matter that you're doing it. In a way, it doesn't matter to you, but it means so much to them that you're showing that appreciation.
Right. Right. And I think, you know, going back to that whole love language thing, like knowing how to express appreciation to where it's going to be well received by the other person and understanding what they need to feel appreciated.
Right. I do like to give gifts. I'm a gift giver. And it's when I think of somebody, I get really kind of nervous and pressured if it's close to their birthday and haven't found anything.
Right.
Because then I'm like, I have to find something.
Right.
But a lot of times I give gifts to somebody because it's like Tuesday. Like, I brought you socks today.
Yes.
Because I have a thing. If I'm good friends with somebody, somehow we always end up with matching socks. And I'm like, we don't have any matching socks. I get a matching socks.
Oh.
And it's got a name like a Game of Thrones character. It's the name Loras. So,
Slow Loras.
Slow Loras.
He's very slow now.
It's so cute, too. I'm like, yay. So those are
I'm just like petting my socks. So I'm very happy.
There is one I will tell you that White Nerd does. That we have cats and it is my job to empty the cat box. Mm-hmm. I'm totally fine with that. I'm totally cool with it. If I'm sleeping over somewhere and I'm like, I'll remind him maybe, hey, empty the cat toilet. But if I just come home on just like a regular day and he's like, I emptied the cat toilet. And I'm like, really? What? But I, you know, it was coming home. He's like, oh, that was just, you know, cleaning it. And I'm like, oh, okay. And to me, that's like fucking romantic as shit.
Right. So I just got a new dog.
And a new date.
Yeah, so I have...
We have two new dogs.
One needs more training than the other. I'm not going to say which. No.
I like Mr. Frost the dog.
Yeah.
Mr. Dog, Yellow Dog Frost.
Yellow Dog Frost. Mm-hmm. But so the other day, like, you know, chronic illness, I had a really bad fibro day.
Mm-hmm.
And my guy actually came over and walked the dog.
Aww.
Like, I went with him, and, like, I had the leash at first, and then he took it away from me, and he walked Frost, and I was like...
The way Frost needed to spaz out.
And I was like, I needed that, just so, like, because it is physically exhausting, and I'm like, there have been, like, a couple of days where I'm like, oh, God, what did I get myself into with a dog? But that was really, that meant a lot to me for him to do that.
I just really think that this helps reinforce, like, the social weaving that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Because isolationism, personal isolationism, you know, I always talk about people being, like, so connected that they're disconnected,
right.
Ironically.
Right.
And to reinforce human connection is super important to me. It might be that I drop a postcard in the mail, which is, like, a shocking thing these days. Even sometimes just sending a text or taking a photo and sending it in not on social media, but like directly to that person.
Yes.
Since I'm not a big social media user, anytime I get an invite to something directly from somebody, I think, wow, they must really enjoy my company.
Right.
They must really want me there because they contacted me directly.
Right.
Instead of just putting out this shit of like, free beer. Like, I'm like, come over and drink some beer. Like, wow, they know me.
Yeah.
And they know that I'm probably not going to see it otherwise. So,
right.
I'm like, I feel so wanted and I feel connected to another person.
Absolutely.
So when you think about, like, coming home from being out, a good way to reconnect, I think, is just those little reminders of whether it's you don't impede the housework. You don't come in and just throw your shit everywhere.
Right.
You know, you put it away. Or you go, oh, well, you're already down. I'm still up. I'll take out the trash.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to your house for dinner, I'm like, oh, I'll just, you know, it's like two bowls. I'll just rinse it.
Right.
I'll just make sure everything's rinsed out so that when you want to wash it later, it's no big deal.
Yes.
And you're like,
you don't have to do that, but I appreciate it. I do.
Yeah, because I, like, everything was on the stove, and I remember I was like, let's put it all away. And I put it all away for you and just handed it to you. And
yeah.
You're like, oh.
All right.
Okay,
cool. I was just going to do that later, but that's cool.
Yeah, it's just kind of like removing emotional labor from them with certain acts, and also reinforcing why you like them.
Right.
And if you can be more specific, like, I love to hear I'm cute. You're so cute. You're mm-hmm. so cute. And it's usually after I've done something weird, like dancing around in my tiny pants with a box of Fruity Pebbles.
Sure.
Singing and, like, humming Beethoven at the top of my lungs, right? Yes, I've done this with pigtails in, and it's hysterical, and the cats run away. But it's like, okay, then it's nice to be told you're cute. Or, like, to be, you know, mockingly told a little bit, have you taken your pill today?
Right.
Are you a crazy person? Is this fun? Yes, this is fun for me. look at my pants. but sometimes being reminded of specific things like, hey, I really appreciate how patient you've been with me this week.
Yes. Yes.
I've been in a grumpy mood, and basically everyone's gotten the best and you've gotten the rest.
Right.
Woo, I got one of those one time and went, aww. And said, yeah. I felt like it was very unfair to you, and I appreciate your patience.
Right. I mean, like, for me, the fibro day, like, I had decided pretty, like, upfront that I was like, I'm not going to invite him into my space. Like, I have, like, my fortress of solitude.
Not ready for you to see my cripple yet.
And, you know, well, it's just my place. Like, I have my fortress of solitude, and I love it. And so it does take a lot for me to invite somebody into that space. But then it was, I was like, I'm not up to going out. Like, I'm just not.
Wait, that's the first time he's been over to your place.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the first thing he did was something kind.
Yes. So, and that was really nice. But yeah, I mean, even being able to just alter plans, you know, on those days when I'm like, I know, like, we had talked about going out, but
yeah,
I may, like, need some flexibility here. And, right. Like,
it might be a bummer, but then they come up with, like, well, there's this other thing we wanted to do tomorrow night anyway, and I didn't want you to be worn out for it. So, cool. Let's go tomorrow.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Like I said, just that it reinforces the social weaving for me and reinforces, like, where your bond is with another person. Because ultimately, you know, they say, like, when you hit the end, that's the shit you're going to think about is what was the thickness of your relationship?
The thickness. I like that. Yeah.
Yes. Life is short but wide, just like me. You know, how many sort of, like, little dendrites connected between each other that you can think about and relive and laugh and smile and those things and make the, oh, no.
Right.
Oh, you're an internet kitten.
Yes.
I want all my relationships to be like internet kittens. Mm. Like, and not the memes, like the little movies that you play. They're like 30 seconds. You play them over and over and over and over and over again. You're like, come watch this. And you show it to everybody.
Yep.
Like, that's what my relationship should be like. The ones that the little short, what are those? GIF, whatever the fuck they are. The little short moving meme-y things that you force everyone to see.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to force everyone to see, like, how cool my people are.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think you can't get into, like, dangerous territory if everybody's just hearing the bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you've got to share the good, too.
Yeah. I mean, I love commiserating as much as anybody.
Right. But you got to have both sides. You have to balance it out.
Yeah.
Otherwise, people are going to start to wonder why the fuck you're with them.
Yeah. And yeah. I don't, you know, I'm not searching for some plane. Like, I've gotten to happy and I'm in a plateau there. Oh, fuck no. Oh, fuck no. No. The next day I'm going to, like, get a paper cut or something and it's all over. It's
the, yeah. End so of the world.
So I don't want to miss out on my own life.
Yep.
So, and I don't want them to miss out on theirs by their self-consciousness, and maybe they've had a shitty day where they think I'm feeling bloated and stupid and I can't do my job and I have no meaning, and you just remind them, like, oh, that's okay, you know how to use a fork. Like, and I like you for that.
Yep.
And you always flush the toilet in a public stall, so that's a pretty admirable quality about you.
Yeah, sometimes it's just those little things.
So with that, I will say, you, some of you have been listening, and we appreciate you. We've heard. I've gotten texts from some of the people I know.
Yes.
And people bringing up conversations. Or tonight I was at an event where somebody said, oh my gosh, I've heard about this podcast. I've got to find it. Give me your card. And I just was like, wee! And I started, like, making squeaky noises because...
Yeah, that's always exciting.
Because I did feel like I connected with new people. And I was like, right. And little emotional dendrites kind of reached out and formed neural connections. So, God, I'm a dork. So, thank you for helping me form neural connections, because I'm a mental case.
Yes, thank you all. We appreciate you listening.
I appreciate you. I'll take out the trash at your house.
Comments, questions, knock knock jokes?
Shoot us an email, talkingmessy@gmail.com.
And that's my story.
The end.